Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the District, and you're listening to Episode 21. This week, in honor of National Developmental Disability Awareness Month, my guest is Harding High School Transition Coordinator, Jackie Strasser. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I like to start each episode of the podcast by getting to know our guests and their journey into their current role for the district. So if you could just tell us a little bit of your background and how it led to your current position at Harding.
Sure. This is my ninth year at Harding. I did 7 years as an intervention specialist in math classes and science classes for the most part. And then this is my second year as a transition coordinator. So I think as part of being an intervention specialist is a transition and helping kids transition to what is going to happen after high school. And I really enjoyed that part. So now I get to do just that part all of the time.
That was my next question was, can you kind of just briefly describe the role of the transition coordinator?
Yeah. I work with students, families, community members, other agencies to help prepare and plan students that have disabilities for the next steps after they graduate high school. Okay. So we've created some programs where students have the opportunity to go out into the community and get different work experiences like Goodwill. We also started going to Dreamkeeper Stables, which is a horse farm. And they have welcomed us in to help, you know, help around the farm, learn about what it takes to run a farm, take care of animals, all that stuff. We have classes here, created classes for students to be able to learn soft skills that are needed to be successful, as well as how to live independently. So money management or cooking, cleaning, all that kind of stuff. We work with opportunities for Ohioans with disabilities, as well as Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, to help assure that all students have the support and services after they graduate, to be as independent as possible, have a job coach, whatever they might need.
And our students with disabilities, do these programs open up to them once they come to Harding in ninth grade? Or
yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah, so we start as soon as they come here. I actually work at the middle school a little bit too with those guys and help with their transition here. That can be really hard for some kids.
Yeah.
So as soon as they get here, though, we start talking about what their plan is or what their big goals are, and then how do we help support them to get there. So all through high school, we're working on helping them be successful and be independent when they leave here.
Perfect. Okay, so you explained some of the programs that are available to our students with disabilities. And then I want to talk about now Project Search, which is a newer program that we have. And I believe this is in partnership with Tri-Rivers Career Center and Ohio Health. Can you kind of explain that project?
Yeah, so Project Search is a nationwide program. So it's kind of all over the place. Tri-Rivers is the, I guess they're the school that has the teacher that runs it.
Okay.
So we kind of partner with them. It's held out at the hospital here in Marion, and those kids have the opportunity to do internships in a bunch of different areas that are in the hospital. So they have nutrition, which is the cafeteria, and then they have patient transport, where the students are actually transporting the patients and their beds to different areas of the hospital. So they need to go to radiology, or they need to go get an x-ray done, or anything like that. So that one, I think, has been difficult for some of the kids at the beginning, but they're doing so great now. They have to go in, introduce themselves, check patient name with their paperwork, and escort them down to wherever they need to go. Another one is sterilizing the tools after they're used in surgery. Okay. So they take all the stuff and they have a whole room where they sterilize them and get them ready for the next one. And then the supply room, so they'll stock all the supply rooms in the hospital, each department will send them a list of all of the things that they want and they need. And then that student will take that list and go to the big stock room and pull all the items they need and then take them up and stock their rooms for them. Cool. So they do a little bit of time in each one of those areas. And then they have classroom time, but they're not working on academic stuff. They're working on job skills and things like that. But it's every day that we're in school, our buses transport them. Okay. So they are still considered students. They have to, but it's after they graduate.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So we have to defer their diploma. But all that means is they still get to walk with their class. They still get to have a graduation party. Still right. Do all those things. But in order to keep them kind of in the public school system and be able to support this, they just have to defer that diploma to do it.
Okay. And then what, well, that's what I was going to ask Ness is, how does it work for the students and the time commitment that's involved? So they do this, it's essentially kind of like an internship, right?
Yeah.
So then how does that work, like opportunity-wise, after it concludes?
So the goal is to get a job. And so they can take the entire year to do the internship, or they can get offered a job right now in the middle of the school year, and then it's ended. Then their internship is done, and they go on and get a job. So we actually just had a student that was offered a job in the kitchen at the hospital, making $16 an hour.
Great.
And so he is now done with the program. We've given him his diploma, and he's just working.
That's great. That was one of the next questions I was going to ask was, could you talk about some of the success stories we've had with not just Project Search, but even some of the other programs that you mentioned earlier with students?
Yeah, so the OOD, or Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities, we work really closely with them. And so they really help support our kids with getting jobs and, you know, in something that they like. So they supply job coaches and will go out and help them interview, help them apply, help them do all those things. They have classes that are like pre-employment classes. So we've had quite a few kids that when they graduate, they'll continue their relationship with OOD and get jobs and work, be successful. I mean, yeah, great. We have lots of those.
Great. And how can families and students get involved in one of these programs? And not just our students, but say there's someone who maybe wants to open enroll here or something like that. How would they get involved?
Well, like I said, when they come here, like in ninth grade, we start the process and we try to get as many community agencies hooked up with these kids and their families as possible to try to get them all the support that they need. For the Project Search, because it's through Tri-Rivers, any school that is with Tri-Rivers, so Mount Gilead, Cardington,
right.
I can't remember them off the top of my head, but they all have access to this program.
Okay.
So they don't have to be a Marion City School student, but it is in Marion, so I guess the program is, so it makes it a little easier.
So a lot of these programs that our students are involved in are obviously based on our community partners coming to us with these opportunities. So are you always looking for new opportunities with different businesses and stuff in the community?
Yes, we are. So any opportunity that we can get our students out in the community in real life situations and learning different skills, we welcome, and they would love to have different kinds of jobs that they could do.
And then one of the questions I always like to ask is, what is your favorite part about working for Marion City Schools?
Yeah, so like I said, I've been here for 9 years, and I think every year I become a better educator and I become a better person. I have met so many wonderful people here and like lifelong friends. And I've always felt super supported and part of the Marion City Schools family. I've never felt like I couldn't ask for something if I needed it, or couldn't ask for, support in something that I wanted to do.
Great. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I want to thank Jackie Strasser for coming on the podcast today and sharing all of this great information about the programs we have available for our students with disabilities at Harding. Until next time, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prixie Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.